What's up, guys? Welcome to Dudes with Hobbies. My name is Artem.
I'm Miguel.
I'm Keith.
And today we got the best kind of hobbies for you guys. So as we all know, we're still in lockdown, and this previous week we've decided that we're gonna do a card game week, where, you know, it's something that most of us really enjoy, and sometimes you just have to take a break from like video games or watching Netflix, and you just want to, you know, spend a little time with your family or your significant other. Exactly. Or just by yourself, as Keet will point out later. So Miguel, do you want to start us off with the card game you chose?
Absolutely. So a little bit of background. I know we talked about it last week, was that the card game that I chose kind of reminded me like when we were out in the field in the military and we didn't have signal, we weren't allowed to have our phones. So the way we passed time was kind of just playing card games. There was a lot of card games, as you all know, that you could play, but one particularly I liked better than the others, simply because it was an easy game to pick up, and it didn't take too long to find the winner. So this one, I know we might have called it something different, but I looked it up and it's called Slapjack. And it's kind of like for more than like 2 to 3 people, kind of like between the 4 to 10, anyone can play it. There's not really like gambling involved. It's more like reaction and very competitive. So that's I guess one of the main reasons why I like this game so much. Sometimes it's hard for me to pick new things up. So if you're like me, this is the game for you. So I guess the objective of I'll start with the objectives, rules, and then just kind of go from there.
Sounds good.
The objectives is kind of just to collect all the cards, and I did have to write this down, so I'm gonna read them, so bear with me. It was, the rules is have everyone sit in a circle around the table or on the floor, deal clockwise until you run out of cards. Everyone holds their cards face down without looking at them. Then you go around in a circle, each player draws a card from the top of their deck face out so that the other player cannot see the card before it is played. And places the card in the center of the circle. Each player continues to place their card on the center this way. Now, when the jack card turns up face up, the goal is to be the first person to slap it or cover the card with your hand. If several people slap it at once, the person whose hand is in most contact with the jack gets to pick up the card. So that's, I guess, the main objective of the game. You kind of just deal cards to the center. Whenever you see a jack, you slap it with your hand. If a player is incorrectly slaps a card, he or she must give up the top card on his or her pile to the player who has the who placed the slapped card. So this player also adds a card to the bottom of his or her deck. When the player runs out of cards, the player is out unless he or she can be slapped back in. Oh God. Okay, there it is. can slap back in by anybody else. At this point, the previously out player is back in the game and can play with the cards collected from the pile. So, the objective of the game is just to kind of hit the jack, collect the cards, get people out, and then win once you have all the cards. But, yeah, that's pretty much the gist of the game. Do you guys have any questions?
So my question is, like, do you beat each other when you slap? Can you slap with somebody else?
No. So, was that a joke or you mean?
I think when he says slap, he doesn't mean you slap him in the face. You slap the deck.
Yeah, so you slap. Okay. So I can go back to that one. So it says the goal is to be the first person to slap, in parentheses, the card, or to cover the card with your hand. Because the game is called Slap Jack, you want to be slapping the jack, if that makes sense.
Have you ever done like a various? Because I know the game. You know exactly the game you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
But have you ever done like there is a thing called a sandwich, and there is a thing called a marriage, and the sandwich is when you have a jack and then a card and then a jack and you slap that, and that's that's a marriage. And then okay. if there is a jack and you put a queen, or if it's the other way, so like if there's a queen and then there is a jack, it's called a marriage. And then you can slap that.
Yeah, but I guess that's, I mean, like I said, there's so many different card games. I mean, I'm sure that's one of the many. But this is just specifically with jacks. So it's just kind of fun. Because, I mean, there's only four, so...
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's
so, that. Yeah, it was, yeah. So this was kind of like a quick game to like sort something out, or like I said, when we were in the field, we had to take watch like every, what was it, 2.5 to 3 hours. Mm-hmm. So if it was your turn to wake up at 2:30 in the morning, you would try to want to get out of it. So this was one of the games that we would play to be like, okay, well, I don't have maybe a 6 o'clock shift, or maybe I have a shift where, you know, you're supposed to be working and people are trying to get out of work. So they kind of like played this game to see who would get it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So there was definitely like, it also, it, this also included with like food, because we got MREs and we didn't get like the option of saying, okay, well, I didn't want the mac and cheese. I wanted the Italian pasta or something like that. So we would play this game to see who would win. And then you can just kind of trade it that way. Just makes it, you know, extends a little bit of time, especially when you don't have much to do. Just makes it a little bit fun, competitive.
And I see. Yeah. So my question, another question, right? Mm-hmm. So do we have any strategy coming in?
No, you just, honestly, that's the best part about the game, because it's just about reaction and paying attention. So, I mean, if you already know that three of the jacks are out and everybody is, you know, going, and you do this quickly, so everybody goes around in a circle, you know, you're throwing cards down, you just have to pay attention, make sure that as soon as you see that jack, you're ready to slap it with your hand. But there's no strategy going in. There's no like, okay, if I see this, I'm gonna play it. No, it's just see a jack, slap it, you know, move on. But that's why I think I like this game so much, because you don't have to think, you just have to pay attention.
I see.
Yep.
But what if I'm a slot, mm-hmm. and I'm react really slow?
Okay. Then and at I'm that lose point,
every time.
Yeah. So I mean, some people, I mean, not were who I used to work with, but I know one of my other friends would tell me like, their unit would make it like they would play these games to kind of assign roles, so you would want to win, so you had the option of picking, a task more than, you know, if you had to clean the bathrooms, for example, or you could have, you know, stayed inside an AC and do like security type of thing. So, you know, if you were to I win see. These games, you would then be like, okay, well, I would prefer to be inside the AC building as opposed to cleaning bathrooms. So it's just, you know, things like that. Not sure if that made a little bit more sense.
Yeah, it definitely did. I mean, that sounds like a really, really, really fun game. I'm remembering now what I've played, and it was called Slapjack, but the way they did it is, the way that I was taught at least, was that it's any two cards that are the same.
Oh, okay.
So if it was like a 5 and a 5, because then,
slap. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you slap it and you're like, hey. And it could be like 2 cards, it could be like 10 cards. I'm imagining like with like, if it's just 4 jacks, you know?
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying. It was a very quick, like, you know, let's make this fun, as opposed to like having your supervisor tell you, okay, well, this is what you're doing. I was like, let's just make a game out of it, because that's an additional, what, 20, 30 minutes trying to figure out who wins.
Mm-hmm.
So it just becomes competitive.
Were there people like trying to cheat where, like, if they would place a card, they would like would not move their hand back? They'd just be like place the heart and you like immediately slap it in. You're like, hey, hey.
Yeah, I mean, but then at that point, you got to realize it's someone has to do like these tasks. So if you're cheating, it just doesn't make it any fun. I think because we're, especially in the military, everybody's very much so more competitive than others. And I think the cheating or like the trying to be slick about it, it just ruins the fun. Because at that point, then why even play the game if you're not going to play fair?
It's true.
So, and like I said, you're in the field, there's not very many options. So if you start cheating, no one's going to want to play with you. So then at that point, you're like, okay, well, now I'm just going to be bored because I didn't want to follow the rules, or, you know. And like in the military, it's all about following the rules. It's not about how you can, you know, I guess, benefit yourself from not following everything to the way you're supposed to, because it's, we're supposed to follow all the rules that are given to us, and then just, you know, carry them out. But I guess it's a little bit different in the civilian world, just because, you know, people do want to win as opposed to follow the rules. So I see what you're saying.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Miguel. Yeah. That sounds like a really awesome game. Thanks for sharing.
Of course.
Keith, do you want to go next about your...
No, I would prefer to go last.
Oh, okay. That's fine. All right, guys. So the game I've been playing with my grandparents, you know, because it's like a good way to engage them and interact with them. And then I'll describe how my grandfather plays versus my grandmother. So the game that I've played, you'll see. Hold on. It's called The Fool, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what this game consists of, so you take out all the cards that are below a 5. So it's like 6 and above. And what you do is you give out each person that's playing 6 cards, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the 7th card, you place it face up. And whatever, what's it called? Like if it's like hearts or diamonds or whatever, that's what determines what your trump cards are. So you know, God, what is that called?
Is it Miguel? The suit?
Yeah, the suit. Thank you, mm-hmm. Jesus. So the suit determines that every single card of that suit is a trump card. So the only way you can beat that trump card if somebody plays it is if you have something higher. So if somebody plays like an 8 of hearts and hearts is the suit that was chosen, mm-hmm. then you can only play 9 or above, right? So like 9, 10, jack, queen, king, ace, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and then the order proceeds. So like you can only beat cards with the same suits, but they have to be higher. And then when somebody is going towards you, like, is it like kind of attacking you? The person sitting next to you, right? Uh-huh. Or anyone else in the group can throw in the cards that you either were thrown in by the person attacking you or your cards that you threw in defending yourself. So like if somebody gives you a 7 and then you throw in an 8, whoever has a 7 or an 8 in the group that's currently playing can throw in their 7s and 8s.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and the point of the game is to get out, to be the first one to get out, and then not be the last one, because the last person is called the fool, and then that person has to shuffle the cards.
Oh, no.
All right.
Does everyone judge you? They're like,
Yeah, oh, my God, there's so much. You would not believe. My grandparents are almost in their 80s, and there is so much smack talk going on between us three when somebody loses. It's so funny.
Jeez.
So my grandfather is really good at the game because he like will remember which cards are out. So he'll like know like the very last rounds where there is no more cards you can take. And that's one thing I forgot to say. So the rest of the cards that you didn't give out, they get stacked in a pile. And every time you go, you're the first one to pick how many cards you need to be at the 6 cards. Right. So you just kind of keep trying to get rid of all the crappy cards that you have in your deck. And you're trying to get new ones from the pile in order to get like those trump cards.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Does that make sense, first off?
I think so. So when you're saying trump cards, what do you mean?
Like the suit that was chosen, right? So like when you flip that 7th card after you've given everyone else 6 cards, face up, mm-hmm. if it's like hearts or diamonds or spades, you know, that's the one that decides what trump cards are.
Okay.
And those cards you can use to beat any other card as long as they're not trump cards that are higher than what you have. So they're very good for like defending yourself.
It's not really complicated.
Yeah,
that's really not.
I think after you play it, maybe like a few rounds, you're like, okay, now I get it.
Yeah, it's really simple. It's not difficult at all.
So how did this game come about? I know you said you played a lot of card games, but this one particular, what did you like this one more than the others? You think it's more fun?
I actually like capitalism a bit more because there's more stuff you can do with that. But this card game is the only one that my grandparents know how to play. So that's the one that we constantly play. And that game has been in the family since like I was 5 or 6 years old. So this has been a while.
Oh, jeez.
So does the game your family pass down from generation to generation?
That's pretty much. Sounds like Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have some kind of, mantle, like a car, deck that's very old, but from wooden? You know what I mean?
We used to, but not anymore. We had to give all that up when we moved here.
What kind of family are you? Is it like gambling family? What's going on here?
No, we never gamble on anything.
Uh-huh.
My family is mainly engineers, architects, and physicists. We don't do that kind of shit.
If I had the money, I'd gamble. But I don't. So.
Yeah, I mean, if you had the money, you'd gamble, then you quickly wouldn't have any money. So
it's 50-50.
I mean, 50-50. That's true, yeah. You either win or you don't.
But if I have money, I'll open a gambling section.
Oof, there you go.
Ooh, and then if you marry like a Native American, then you don't have to pay taxes.
See? Then, boom. But the house always wins.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well.
Oh, yeah. So the way my grandparents play. So my grandfather is very calculative, and then he'll try to remember. He'll do like the card counting thing where he'll remember which cards have been played and which have not. So by the time when we get to the final round, there's no more cards to pick and you're stuck with like three cards. He'll almost like accurately will be able to say which cards have been chosen and which cannot.
Mm.
And then he'll just play accordingly. He's like, yeah.
Yeah. See, at that point, that's just, I don't know, amazing memory.
Which is good because that's what you want your grandparents to have, exactly. You know, is like, it's that memory. Because sometimes he'll like do stuff and then we're like, oh my God, like, do you not remember? But like him playing this game, I think like it helps exercise his mind. And that's like mainly the reason. And plus it's really fun, you know?
Yeah. And especially this time of, you know, many people aren't really spending much time with their elders, I guess. So this is a good way to keep the bond strong, I guess.
Yeah, if you can't beat him, join him.
It's cool.
All right, Keith, your game, what's it called, what are the rules, and how did you become about it?
So I play solitaire, and the rule of it is you sorting the games, you know, you have unsorted cards and unsorted deck, I might say. And you have four different slots. You can put your decks in to sort the card into four different what is it called? Like rank.
Positions.
Position? Oh, okay. No, like the suits? Different suits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That's the game, guys. Well,
what do you start
with? To be honest, right? The thing about the game is that I don't gamble that much. It's like in my family, anything go with card game or deck is throwaway. Until I get to America, when you guys show me how to play card game, mm-hmm. right? So the only card game I ever played when I was young was solitaire from Window.
You know? I think everyone has played that. And like whenever I hear solitaire, I always think of like middle school, elementary school. You're on the computer. You're playing the spider solitaire. Am I the only one?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know exactly what you're... Yep.
And it's not... I mean, I could understand where your parents are coming from. But I think as long as you're not doing it in the manner that is... Because I'm sure people have managed to turn solitaire into some sort of gambling thing. But it, just like with anything else, it doesn't have to be about that. A lot of people
it's not really gambling. Mm-hmm. Like solitaire, completely different thing.
Mm-hmm.
Until I get over here, then I realize, okay, card game is not that evil, you know what I mean?
Exactly. And then it just takes some time to kind of like open.
I think as card game is pretty cool. The possibility of a deck with 52 cards and all these sorting stuff going on is enormous, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have so many things to play with card game. You can play Mafia with card game. You
can play literally anything.
Yeah, it's you can almost play anything with card game. And I thought it's like it's a cool thing. Plus, you know, I show you guys my card deck. It's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
So. I would like, if I have time, I would like to collect card decks, because card deck is, some of them is pretty damn cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You see, like, because I remember, I think my old job, they send, when we go to a party, they send us, like, a card deck type of, card deck for the company, right? Mm-hmm. It's got the logo of the company, it's everything very cool, and I have one from a graphic card that I use on Nivea, right? And then one of my coworker go to an event and he came back and he's like, oh yeah, I got some souvenir, and he gave me this card deck and it's pretty damn cool. the whole card was like completely really like dark, like dark as a car charcoal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then And then in the front of it, you're going to have like the suits. And in the back of it, it's like golden.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, so I thought it was cool. But Play Solitaire for me was like a very patient game. You know, you got to sort it out. Mm-hmm. Just slowly go through the sorted car. I mean, you can go through the car completely with no worry. So it's not like you cannot complete the game. It just takes a little bit more time.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, the objective of it, isn't it to do it as quickly as possible?
Yeah, but my objective is just I just want to just go and do, make it not fast, but make it like enough, you mm-hmm. know, like to pass through the game. The objective of it for me, for the solitaire, to make sure, short it, like if you could do competitive, then the objective is make it fast.
Mm-hmm.
But you do it in my way is very casual, so what I do is just want to complete the game.
Okay.
No, and I mean, halfway there, I was like, I didn't have enough patience to complete the game, so I quit.
That's usually what happens.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like, I feel like that's... The way they, mm-hmm.
Sorry, I think the way that they count how good you are in solitaire is by the number of moves that you make, because I remember when it used to be the computer game, then it would count how many moves you make. And also, Key, when you say gambling, right, and you're playing solitaire, who are you gambling against? God?
I don't know.
Fuck, no. Sorry. That was a joke I've been trying to say, like, since you started solitaire.
No.
But it... Never mind.
No, I think it's just that...
Like how gambling you talk in here? Huh? Like, sell your wife, sell your house, sell your family, gambling?
Well, that's obviously extreme. Like, yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, like, a lot of people do that. Like, especially in Southeast Asia.
Oh, yeah.
I gambled once. I have a problem
with gambling. And
dude,
they
gambled once
hardcore.
And I lost like equivalent of like 50 cents. And I was like, yeah, I'm not gambling ever again. This is not cool. You know, you give sucks. Me my cherries, but no.
Yeah, especially when you're working really hard to make your money. At that point, are you really willing to risk all your hard work? And then, like you said, when it involves other people, that's
yeah,
when
it's become a problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool if you can spend your money like that, but if you don't have money and you borrow it, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's more
no,
like
that's
a loan shark.
Okay. Exactly.
Man, shit just start falling, like snowing. It's like you're making a snowman, and at some point, the snowman get really big when you keep rolling the balls.
Mm-hmm.
And it's keep rolling.
As the momentum can't stop.
Yeah, the momentum keep going. So,
yep.
So for me, that is the dangers of car game. But over here, when I come here, man, they have so many things with gambling. They have like this slot machine.
Yeah.
It's so shiny. And then you go in there and they make it look like video games where everything's just ping each other. All you need to do is just put your money in there and they're going to play the game for you. Man, it's... That's another level of gambling.
Yeah, half of the people don't even know they're gambling. They're just looking at the pretty lights like, hey, do it again.
Yeah, click the button.
Yeah, press the button. Oh, I like when he does the cherries. Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like I remember like one of my coworkers going there and he spent $60, mm-hmm. right? And in the end, he won back $60 and he stopped.
Yeah.
But another coworker going there, spent $400.
Yeah.
And he say that's nothing, and he still lose. And then it keeps spending more, because it's, I mean, that's in their blood, right? You gotta somehow you gotta know. Okay, you might hit next time, so it's kind of weird. I don't know.
I was gonna say it might be just a little bit of adrenaline, or like
mm-hmm.
the possibility like, of making more money.
Exactly.
Because even with video games, there are things that the game implements to where it leaves it up to chance of whether or not you succeed.
Dude, you tell me about it. Remember I've spent like $400 on nothing?
Yeah.
I keep burning money on that game. And and after like a while, I realized, wait a minute, what the fuck am I doing? You know,
yeah.
That's really, really like addicting in the sense of you keep up on these thing and you know there's a possibility you can get something good.
Exactly. And then I feel like that's where people, I guess, capitalize on, or like yep. maybe make it into a more broad community to where it seems like it's a game, but you're spending real money, or you know, you're spending your time. So
I know. But in a sense, Solitaire was a great game if I play on Microsoft Windows.
Mm-hmm.
Because Go with a car take a little bit long for me because I don't have enough mentality to go through of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I come back to window and I try to play the game, and it actually is pretty fun on when you play on a computer.
Okay. Yeah. No, I think.
Yeah.
Like I said,
I don't have to suffer the car, the deco myself.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't have to put the thing as a drag and move. It's very, very fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So otherwise, I mean, for car game, the other game I would like, I would know how to play 21, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty easy. And then I know how to play 13. You gotta teach me that. And yeah, that's it.
But
that's good. I think you actually bring up a really important topic of like being, you know, aware of like different cultures and like seeing like the world around you a little bit, just to understand, like it really opens up your horizons, you know, like even Tae Ki, you know, he went from one country to another and already some of the values that he previously held, you know, he kind of changed them and adapted them and stuff like that. So, all right, cool. That was great, you guys. So we're going to move on and we're going to discuss the next topic for which we'll be doing next week. And that is going to be, drum roll, building with ice cream sticks. Now, I don't know if there's actually a scientific name for it. I'll probably look it up sticks. After this.
Popsicle building, man. Yep. What you got?
Popsicle
ice
sticks.
I mean, they're popsicle sticks or ice cream sticks, whatever.
Yes, you know? Those.
Nobody uses it for anything else. Unless you're building. But
you're building a house there. You can build a house. You can.
Okay, so is there a different name when you're building stuff out of them rather than make ice cream with them?
No, I think they're called popsicle sticks.
Okay, so yeah. So Kid actually brought up a very interesting point here where if we got, you know, like if it was boring or like uninteresting or something like that, we could just go to Home Depot and buy a piece of wood and just cut those out ourselves.
Oh, no, that would take...
I'm not talking about bore. I'm talking about manly man. Where you go back into your yard because you cannot go to Home Depot, right? You got locked in, right? You go back to your yard, you chop some wood, right?
Oh,
you're backing
no.
home. You take the wood and you take them to the small popsicle like stick, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you build a little house out of it.
That would take so long.
I was going to say that. Yeah, that definitely would take long. And
like at that point, just build the house.
Is also needed to make it smooth, the right thickness.
Shape.
And shape, all that stuff. Yeah. But I mean, I'm sure we could do something.
Or you can just go on Amazon and buy it.
Free delivery.
I don't know if Amazon would actually deliver like quickly, because they've been doing this thing where they're delivering essentials to people that order essentials. So like everything else has been pushed back quite a bit. Like I ordered coffee like a week ago and it said like it's going to come in on like a Tuesday. And then it didn't come until like Saturday. So just keep that in mind, that even if you do order stuff from Amazon, you know, you might not get it until like the day of the that we have to do a recording. So
I understand that.
I think
like
as
that's
an essential
like
employee, I get it like next day shipping.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. And I mean, we could try that. If I'm not sure if you guys feel comfortable going to the store and just grabbing it, or I don't know, I don't mind.
Okay. I mean, I already to be clear. All right, when the picture coming up, mine gonna look a lot better than this guy.
Oh my god.
Why?
Because I already have a building that I need to build. It's not from Popsicle, but it still have to it's like a building thing, you know? Like it's like a package that come in into a blob. I have to cut it out and have to build it up.
Oh, okay.
So it's almost like Popsicle, but just a lot prettier because they have some of these decoration.
Okay.
That's on it.
We're decorating it too?
I mean, we can. I was just going off of like trying to make something out of popsicle sticks.
Okay.
I think he is doing like I guess a similar situation where you did your paint by a color.
Yeah, yeah. So it's already
he's
have...
cheating. I see.
So
it's
you agree.
Architect.
You were cheating, Artem.
Cheating. Interesting. I got so much shit for that episode, by the way. So it's only fair that right now I'm like, cheating, huh?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, that's cool. That's cool. It's important to do different things, you know? It's important to do one thing, but do it, like, you know, as many different ways as we can think of. So, you know, the outcome of it is vast and, you know, more people can enjoy or, you know, pick what they want to do.
Exactly. Because if we're all doing the same thing at that point, you know, it's just three different perspectives on one thing.
Exactly.
And this is a real hobby. So on Amazon, they sell these packages that you can build like a robot, like a house, or some kind of...
Does it have like a company name or anything that we can look up to kind of like better familiarize?
I see. Let me do a Google search real quick because I don't know. I forgot how to... what is it called?
Gotcha. Because it sounds really cool.
Because this one is not like for kids. It's for like teenager.
Right? Oh, okay.
14 and above. Because this one is really complicated, where you have to make sure you cut the right thing and you have to plug it in and stuff like that. It's not that easy.
Oh, I mean, I guess we could try to do that. Pieces, that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, because on the pieces is very small.
Oh no! I do like my popsicles. So,
are we gonna have a limit of how many popsicles you can use? Because you know, like I'm obsessed with foxes, right? And I love foxes, and they're the most adorable creatures in the world. Blah blah blah. I can actually make a fox out of popsicles using only 3 popsicles and some paper. Now, does that count?
I mean, if that's you can. It's you know.
I would be satisfied with that though. It's too easy.
Right. So I mean, maybe like. Take it up a notch and do more than just less than 10 popsicles.
Less than 10. More than less than 10. Okay,
so yeah.
Okay. Got it. All right. Yeah, I'll come up with something.
Yeah, it's just up to you. I mean, if you can maybe make multiple or like maybe do like a little scene, you know, something like that, or make them like a little environment out of popsicles, that'd be kind of cool. But I was thinking doing like a little house or maybe like incorporating like what's it called, like trees and things like that, but I'm not sure. I might go and try to make something more like useful as opposed to a little house.
All right, I was actually thinking of like grabbing a piece of paper, right? And this just hit me. So grab a piece of paper, right? Outline like the grass and the sky, and then you just kind of build like your, you know, like that kid painting that everybody does, you know, where you have like a house, you have like the tree and stuff like that, and just make that all out of popsicle sticks. Maybe that's something that'd be pretty cool to do.
Interesting. Yeah, this is pretty cool, Key.
Oh yeah, that looks dope.
I know.
What the hell, are you really gonna make that?
No, I'm gonna make something cuter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not gonna take on your credit, guys. But it looked cool, right?
Yeah, that does look so cool,
I guess for people that aren't really seeing what we're seeing, it's just kind of like a projector.
Like back in the day where they used it to film. Or like the ones they use in the cinemas, you know, made entirely out of popsicle sticks, I'm assuming. And wood.
Yeah, it definitely looks wood, maybe cardboard. I'm assuming some sort of...
It says wooden puzzle, so I guess that's
everything
wooden.
Is just locked in each other, but it's got lots of pieces, so you have to make it right.
Especially if you're because it looks like you can crank it, and I'm assuming it would, you know, you'd be able to watch something. That's super cool. Yeah, no, it's not as expensive as you think it would be.
Yeah, I think it's not that expensive, but it's kind of expensive.
Right, but you have to think about it. Like, the amount... this is for someone that has time, that wants to do something artsy, and that also potentially might want to watch, you know, a film or something like that. I get that it's hand-generated, so you'd have to, like, be cranking it throughout the movie. But, I mean, it's still kind of cool, you know?
I mean, you could take, like, a board or something like that and, like, connect it to, like, a motor and then just have that...
Exactly. Through. You know,
that's...
It could just...
Hard.
Be very cool. I like it. Yeah, no, that's cool.
Yeah.
I mean they have like multiple different stuff like this one. Like it's like a roller coaster park.
Oh, I'm seeing it now. Okay, there's even like a little rubber band gun.
Yep. So it's the miniature world is a big world, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you either build by your hand like popsicle like we did, like you guys gonna do, right? Or you actually can buy some material to actually build your own stuff. So it's not limited to anything. It's not a new hobby, to be honest. It's a very old hobby, but now it's got upgraded.
Oh, for sure.
My brother actually used to do something like this where they would have like these wooden kits of like puzzles and it would be like a dinosaur. And what you would have to do is they give you like some sandpaper on it. Mm-hmm. And then you would like sand out like some of the joints so that they would fit better. Because like the cutout wasn't perfect back in the day, you know? And so those things looked really cool. It looked like you had like a bone structure of like a T-Rex or something like that.
That's super cool.
Yeah. And also this really reminds me of that YouTube video. I don't know how many people have seen it, but there's a YouTube video of a guy making a marble music machine. And all he does is like four or five levers. Right, and then he'll like crank it, and then the marbles start flowing, and then he'll like turn one of the levers in, and then like the marbles will start falling in a certain pattern where it'd be making like music, and it was really cool. And they had like the percussion in there, and the machine, it looks huge. I mean, it is huge, but it also was very interesting. I think that also relates to this.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, it's almost like a bigger version of this. I watched that video before too. That guy is a freaking artist, you know. That's the artist that I want to be promotes, where it actually do something about art, where they build the whole machines up and everything. Every time they do some it's like mechanical thing almost, and it's make music. It's cool.
I dig it. Yeah.
Yep. So for the popsicle stuff, right? What I would do is I'm gonna build my kits. It's gonna take a while, but for you guys gonna build a house, or what do you guys try to build?
It's just I'm gonna build something that I'm gonna use for something. So if I build a little house or like some sort of like structure, I want it to be useful. So maybe like
build a house for your dogs,
that,
or those fucking birds you have outside your window. You could do that.
Yeah, they're still there.
it's spring, you know, it's natural. Everyone's trying to reproduce.
maybe I could do like a little bird house and put it outside. I could try to do that and like put it like a little feeder at the bottom or something.
Yeah, all you have to do is like cut out the hole in like where the entrance is, mm-hmm. you know, like a circular hole, and then they'll be going right in there.
Perfect.
And then you'd have that noise 24/7.
It's not too.
It's awesome, you know. That means stuff is alive out there. You know, it'd be pretty creepy if it was just dead silent.
Yeah, no, please, no. This is exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited. I don't know what I'm gonna do yet. I'm kind of like Yuki, you know. I don't make plans for an idea usually. It usually just hits me and I'm like, this is what I'm doing. Like when we're doing painting, I've only done one where I was like, all right, I'm going to look at something and then I'll try to reproduce it. Everything else was like I watched a couple of videos and I'm like, all right, I like this. So I'm going to put all this together in one picture instead of having like the rest of what these people drew. So it's kind of like when inspiration strikes, you're kind of like, you know, get your tools and you get cracking.
I think that's when you usually become more like creative, is when it just kind of hits you, as opposed to like preparing for it.
Yeah, and it usually looks way better because there's like no expectations of what it's going to look like. You're just kind of like, I'm just going with this as it goes, you know. It's like when you're done with it, you're like, well, I can't do anything else with this. And you look at it and you're like, damn, that looks pretty good actually. Like that last painting we did of winter, like I am still looking at that painting, I'm like, I still can't believe I drew that. I'm like pretty proud of that.
Yeah, dude, it's so good.
Thank you, Miguel. Thank you. I wasn't fishing for a compliment, but still thank you.
No, yeah.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
He said, look at my paintings.
Yeah, look at my painting, bitch.
Look at my balls. Look how big they are. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
Sorry, that's a meme of a dog. Yeah, haven't you ever had that when, like, you have a dog or something like that? They'll, like, flip around and they're, like, lay butt to your face. And then all you see is their balls and they're like, look at him. Look at him.
Oh.
You know?
No,
this yeah, is I don't know about that. my dogs are really furry, so you can't really see anything except for like fur.
Smart.
Yeah.
They're all like give me belly scratches.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Mhm.
But yeah, maybe I think I'll probably do a little birdhouse. Try to make it like not because you could make this very simple. It could just take like, you know, 5-10 minutes, but I'll try to make it a little bit complex so that way, it doesn't just take like.
In case you couldn't find a popsicle stick,
yes,
go to the market, buy a lot of popsicle.
Oh my god, them, I would have to get eat the them all.
Yep,
there's no, always one. Issue. There's always a solution.
No.
Yes.
No. I mean, the worst case scenario. If I don't find anything, I'll try a few stores because I have been going to stores to get quote unquote food. But if I don't, I'll probably order something like how Keat has and then just try to do that. Or I'm sure there's other things very similar to what we're trying to do, and I'll try that and I'll go into detail next week.
This is gonna be cool,
Yeah,
guys.
not really stressing, just kind of excited.
Same,
Same.
same. I think my wife's gonna be excited.
Is she gonna help you with this or?
No, she's not gonna help me with this. She just wants me to do it so she can take picture.
Oh my God, nice. We'll see the Instagram progression.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Oh well, that's it for today.
All right, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye bye.